Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, January 12th. The Michigan State Capitol Commission adopted a rule yesterday to prohibit people from openly carrying guns in the building. That's after insurgents tried to take over the U.S. Capitol last week and a demonstration last April in Lansing where armed protesters stormed the Capitol. Commissioner William Candler said this new rule is the most that can be done right now.
We have no authority to implement the infrastructure to go beyond that at this point. We have no budget to do it. We're not experts in security.
But the commission's action is probably not the final word on the question. Incoming Republican House Speaker Jason Wentworth says the commission exceeded its authority, but he says people should respect the rule for now. His spokesman would not rule out a lawsuit. Attorney General Dana Nessel says the commission has the power to ban guns. Governor Gretchen Whitmer called the action a good start, but said she hopes the commission will soon adopt a stricter ban. Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Donna Lasinski says that the issue of guns in the Capitol is a workplace safety issue.
We need to make sure that people don't feel threatened, harassed, or intimidated, and that we don't give domestic terrorists unfettered access to the people's house where we're trying to do the important work of getting through this COVID pandemic.
The rule banning the open carry of guns in the Capitol building takes effect immediately. Michigan has begun a statewide audit of the November election. Jonathan Brader is the director of the state's Bureau of Elections. He oversaw the first step of the audit on a live-streamed event that was attended by several Republican and Democratic clerks from around the state of Michigan.
We're going to compare about 18,000 ballots that we randomly pull to the machine-tabulated totals to confirm within a statistical level of certainty that the outcome of the election was correct.
The audit was planned by Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson before President Donald Trump and other Republicans made unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud. The statewide audit is in addition to more than 200 audits conducted by local clerks from both parties. Judges have dismissed lawsuits filed to challenge the results of the election for lack of evidence or lack of standing. Many counties report a huge demand for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, demand that is exceeding availability. Scott Pohl reports on the situation in Ingham County.
12,000 people in eligibility group 1B have scheduled vaccination appointments with the department as of Monday. Those include teachers, child care workers, and those over age 70. Healthcare officer Linda Vail describes the demand as overwhelming. Her department estimates that 83,000 people in the county are now eligible, but only 2,000 vaccine doses are arriving each week. The second necessary doses are scheduled separately. The department is mostly booked through February 24th, but hopes for more through partnerships and increased supply. People who got a link to schedule an appointment but haven't found openings are encouraged to try every day. This is Scott Pohl.
Applying for medical school is no quick task. It can take years. Because of this, students applying for the 2022 school year may suffer from pandemic-related obstacles, according to admission officials at Central Michigan University. Chris Austin is the director of admissions for CMU's College of Medicine. He says last year's applicants were minimally affected by the pandemic.
They really only had about 2 months of not being able to complete more clinical work or research, etc. So they weren't as impacted as definitely the students that will be applying this June have been.
Austin says CMU saw its second highest number of applicants to the medical school in 2020. In our forecast, some slippery spots around the region this morning. Freezing drizzle will be possible through midday. A bit of snow could mix in at times as well. This afternoon, cloudy skies, a few rain showers are possible, mainly to the north. Highs will be near 35 or 2 Celsius. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.